Blog Talk Radio.
Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today.
That's what I want to do. I just want to thank you.
Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord. When I think about how good you've been to me, how you brought me from a mighty long way. When I think about when everybody else was downing me, you were putting me up. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord, for being there and all of my stuff when I was going through. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. But we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer. And hopefully we want Evangelist Renee to get us started if she's on today. But first, let's have a word of prayer by Pastor Bale.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. What a beautiful selection. Thank you, Lord, and we're thanking you, Lord, for all of your blessings. We can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings, and we thank you, Lord. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 19. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you today, Father God. We're thanking you for another thankful Thursday, another Christmas Eve. We're thanking you, Father God, for all the listeners and our pastor and all those who participate. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day, Father God. That this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking you, Lord. We love you. And we just want to give you praise today. Your word tells us that we are to be thankful for all things and everything to be thankful. And Father God, we want to say thank you. But we ask that you be with those that are sick and shut in. We know you're a healer, Father God. Your word says by your stripes we're healed. And Father God, we're standing on your word. We're thankful for the healings that's going out in the name of Jesus and binding up anything and everything to try to come up against any one of us in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, build a hedge of protection all around us, protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Lord, we give you praise and we want to say thank you. Thanking you, Father God, for the word at noon, because your word helps us, teaches us, makes us strong where we are weak, Father God, and we're able to put our trust in you no matter what it looks like. We can trust you, Father God, and we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God. So many families is being attacked by this virus, but the word of God says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Father God, we stand in on that word. We ask that you be with those that are traveling today. Give them traveling mercies, Father God, and protection. And Father God, be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through. You know their unspoken prayer requests. And you always make a way out of no way. Father God, be with those who are bereaved, Father God. We know you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So we just praying for your peace of mind. Bless our pastor, bless the listeners, and all those who participate, Father God. And we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the wonderful prayer. Truly, we thank you. Looking for Evangelist Renee. But anyway, you know, last week, was it last Sunday or Sunday, she told us about the sandwich. And I want everybody to get involved in the sandwich. And I was going to have her to explain it in details and give us an illustration. Is she around you, Pastor, or...
No, Pastor, but I'm going to send her a text and see if she's on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, while we're waiting on her, today is Thankful Thursday. and we're thankful for everything. I want to remind everyone that we are spiritual. I know yesterday we discussed a little bit, we didn't really get into it, but we did read that scripture over there in 1 Corinthians 2, and I think it was 13, 14, 15. But here's what I want you all to know. Brother and sister, I want y'all to be able to put this together. First of all, giving is a merit thing. That's something you do, be it physically or spiritually. Remember, Paul told us he longed to come so he could impart some spiritual gifts. I mean, that was in him. That was in him, boy. He just wanted to shed each spiritual thing, and he called them spiritual gifts. Well, that should be our mindset as well. And there's two things that have to happen. First of all, the grace of God is in your life, on your life. So you got to take advantage of that. So Paul said, whatever you purpose in your heart. Well, why do you say that? Because you should not be giving, be it spiritually or otherwise, grudgingly. But you should give from the bottom of your heart. So when you add grace to that, and we understand the definition for grace really means a merited or unmerited favor. And so we came to the conclusion that grace is really giving somebody something that they can't get for themselves. That's showing grace. Something that they can't do for themselves, if they can't get out of jail, and you get them out of jail, you show them grace. Or you paying their fine and they can't do it. That's favor. That's grace. So it is when you're giving gifts, even Christmas time. Think about it. A lot of people, they purpose in their heart. They look at it and say, you know what? She needs this or he needs that. And we basically buy gifts and give gifts on the fact that we've reasoned what that person needs, or we think that they need. Are y'all with me so far? Because I want you to see that grace is something you decide to do, something you offering up. So you know what? She'll look good in this red Toyota. I think I'm going to buy her this one. Because she can't afford it. So you know what? I think I'm going to get her this. See, that's grace kicking in. Trying to do something for somebody. Well, so it is in the spirit world, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it is in the spirit world. You see somebody have a need spiritually, and you try to bless them.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to get across this week, and hopefully tomorrow we'll really show some things that we should be giving. Like Paul talking about imparting some spiritual gifts. We want to impart some spiritual gifts with some folks. Now, let me tell you why this is so exciting. Because when I think about 1 Corinthians 2, I always think about the fact that we cannot even imagine all that God has in store for us. Your mind is not that advanced into the spirit world yet. That not only in the life to come, but in this life. See, mm-hmm. life and life eternally. Let's not forget what Isaiah 65:17 says in Revelation 21:1. But my favorite, we'll read that. I'm just reading this for your hearing. This is what they would call a icebreaker, something to just put out there to get you thinking here. Isaiah 65:17, what that says, Pastor Evangelist Sharon? Isaiah 65:17.
Good afternoon, Pastor Lindsay. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for the beautiful selection and prayer, pastors. Isaiah 65:17, King James reads as follows. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, Isaiah 65:17, pay close attention now. I'm creating new heavens and a new earth. All the earlier troubles, chaos, and pain are things of the past to be forgotten. Look ahead with joy.
Amen.
So, you see, God's going to do a new heaven and a new earth. Remember what Revelation 21 says? And I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. Remember that? But the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So you know there's sea out there now, right? So as long as you see the sea, you know you're not in that new heaven and new earth. That just lets you know. So God is getting us ready for this eternal life, for this journey, man, for the new heaven and the new earth, a place where there's going to be no more sea. We won't need water. Who did I say that?
Yeah,
we won't need water.
Mm-hmm.
See, scientists can't even fathom that. Because one of the first things they look for when they're discovering a place geographically anyway is water.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for the sea. They're looking for some water somewhere. Well, you're not going to even need water. Think about it. So, the new heaven and the new earth. Now, I said that because I want you to get to thinking now. He will live with us forever. We're going to be in him forever. The Holy Spirit will comfort and guide us to that moment happen. But meanwhile, God giving us the courage to press on in this life. I said that to, I was happy about Evangelist yesterday, Evangelist Sharon, when she was a pressing. Yesterday was a pressing weight, and I felt it down in my shining, I felt it in my spirit, man, that she's been pressing.
Mm-hmm.
She was pressing, and I thank God for that, because this is a pressing weight.
Yeah,
you got
to
endure the hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, be encouraged.
Yeah.
Be encouraged. And there's somebody right now. Avoid temptation. Keep on pressing.
Yeah.
We've got to remember this world is not our home. Okay? God has some deeper things for us.
Yeah.
God has some things that you can't even imagine yet. It haven't even entered into the hearts of man what God has for us.
Praise God.
It may not be fashionable to a lot of people, but I want you to know, brothers and sisters, especially when you read this scripture, everybody can't understand this spiritual thing. So that's why when I'm telling you about spiritual, I'm telling you, learn to be thankful now, spiritually. Learn to start sowing into the spirit world. Because this is just a practice. That's all this is about. This is about practicing, getting ready for your eternal journey. And you can't say you don't need to practice. You need to practice for this eternal experience that you're getting ready to enter. So it's just like astronauts. When they get ready, they have to prepare weeks and weeks and months, because there's going to be something different. So that's what God has having us do right now. get ready spiritually. See? Yep. So Paul wrote, and he said, but because the source that he was writing under was the Holy Spirit. So Paul wasn't merely giving his own personal views of his personal expression or his passion or what he had felt, but you have to understand he was under the directions of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He was being directed under the Holy Spirit. So he wrote.
Amen.
So he wrote this letter in 1 Corinthians 2. He says, now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. So that's what spirit is in you. So that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. You need to know. That's just like we freely give it, received it, we need to give it the same way. He said, which also things we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I think Pastor read that yesterday out of the Messenger Bible. I thought that was so exciting, man, when I heard about how we're learning this stuff. We're being taught at God's feet, brothers and sisters. Because as we get, he's getting us ready for this new heaven and this new earth. Yeah. The way we are right now, we can't enter into that because we're not ready for it. It'll blow our mind. It will literally blow your mind.
Yeah. Amen.
Just like you going from gravity to no gravity, non-gravity. You know, you on Earth, and gravity, now all of a sudden you're in a place where there is no gravity. You got to know what to do so you don't fly away, so you don't get a... So you train for that. So that's what God is doing. And that's just, I'm just trying to give you an illustration to get you to, your mind at a place to understand. There will be a difference, brothers and sisters. Your mind won't see it because it don't understand it. It's spiritual. That's why he says... That's why he said the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can they know them because they are spiritually discerned. The only way you're going to understand this stuff is you have to become spiritually minded and not carnally minded.
Amen.
So when I talk about departing spiritual gifts, that's because you're spirit. See, there's some things folks need to know. And I promise you on tomorrow, I'm going to share them with some of the spiritual gifts, some of the spiritual things you can be given unto people. Just like Paul said that he wanted to depart some spiritual gift. Well, I tell you, brothers and sisters, come tomorrow, you're going to get it. But I want you to understand the basis. I want you to understand the undergirding of the point that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to build my case, man. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build my case to show you that if you're not spiritual, you're not going to understand this stuff. He said the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. So you can't get it being natural. It's just going to be foolishness to you.
Yes.
That's just like somebody said, oh, I don't need no training. Let me go out of space. See, that's foolishness. You do need training.
Amen.
Get up there and you don't know what to do. It's bye-bye.
Get that right.
It's foolishness. So, becoming spiritual, brothers and sisters, it's important. We're going to give everybody a chance to be thankful, and we'll pick that back up. I was calling myself waiting around on Evangelist Renee, but this is Thankful Thursday, so anyone want to be thankful, go ahead. What Sister Renee did, I'll tell you this for those that didn't know, she put a scripture, another scripture. So she just, and that became a sandwich. And that was awesome. So that's what that's what I was having us to do. But anyway, go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
Okay.
You want to be thankful for something?
Yes. I am truly thankful for 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, that man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And I'm truly thankful to know that we have the mind of Christ, and that to be moving around in this journey, in this earth, spiritually, because it makes everything a lot easier and aligned with Christ and God, the Lord, to know that being spiritual is the only way to be. This is just a human experience. And we don't have to be pressured by the worldly things, because that's not who we are. In fact, it's the opposite of who we are. And we should. And I'm so thankful for that scripture that explains it to us, and that how people can shun you or get tired of hearing you talk about God and whatever. It's because it's foolishness to them, because they can't discern the spiritual things. But I'm thankful that God has blessed me with this gift, and I pray that I continue to grow, and I pray that I can spread the word. And I'm truly thankful for this broadcast that does it on a daily basis. I'm thankful for my health and the love of Christ and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I see Evangelist Renee here. I would love for you, Evangelist Renee, we wanted you to tell us about the sandwich, how to do the sandwich thing. And we got a few minutes. So could you do that for us right quick, Evangelist Renee?
Good morning, everyone. God bless Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, all the listeners. Give honor to God. Blessing us to see another day that wasn't promised, keeping us, thanking him for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. And I had my sandwich today. My sandwich is two scriptures, really more than two scriptures, but you have two pieces of bread to make a sandwich. My one piece of bread is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That's one piece of bread. The other piece of bread is Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Now, inside that bread, I'm going to put, I am more than a conqueror. By his stripes we are healed. And nothing is impossible for God. He is in control. And I just thank him for, I really thank him for Pastor Beasley, Pastor Dale, Evangelist Sharon, for encouraging me, helping me along my way with the scriptures, with the word. I mean, I just thank the Lord, because I can see that I'm growing, and it's because of you guys, and I thank you. And I thank God for putting me in this position. I've been listening to Pastor Beasley a long time. When I was in Tennessee, I used to tell everybody, don't bother me at noon. Noon to 12:30, that's my word. And they knew it. They didn't bother me. We say, when they listening to her word, we can't bother her right now. But I thank God, it's been a journey. And I thank her for all his many blessings. He's good.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. We're going to make that part of our broadcast on Thursday. And I'd like for you to, if you get a chance, to lead it off. But I'll call you and talk to you, text you something here. And because we want to make that part of our broadcast, that we start out doing the sandwich to be thankful. Just to be thankful, man, for the scripture, for revelation knowledge. I know we live running over, but I'm going to share this guy with you guys. This man was talking about, we all are sinners. And he wanted to leave it there. No, we were sinners. We're not sinners now. Everybody done sinned. So, first of all, you don't bring religion to the work, Dave. But I wanted to have a say, but the Lord just told me don't say anything. So I just normally I don't shut up for nobody or no reason. But anyway, I'm thankful today that I got revelation knowledge to know that I'm the very righteousness of God. Jesus took my sin and gave me His righteousness. Now, how many people don't know that? Do you realize how many folks don't know that Jesus have their sin? They were out here trying to bear their own sin. He said, well, we all have sinned and come short of the glory, and we all are sinners. I said, oh, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
I'm the very righteousness of God. See, you get that through revelation knowledge. And then I got something to back me up. I got paper. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I got paper. God,
amen.
Jesus paid that for me. So I don't have to claim sin any longer. And if you're one of those that's still claiming that you're a sinner, stop it, I say. Stop it. That's not what you are.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, you want to close us out and for the day? And I know you got so much to be thankful for, but close us out, Pastor.
Yes, I thank and praise God for his many blessings. Praising God for the word at noon and all the listeners, all those who participate. I just give God praise because He is the word. And that scripture, I just can't get away from it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where it tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I thank God for His word. Each and every one of you. God bless.
Amen.
And sound like we're still on here.
Yes, we are, Pastor.
Praise God. I'm going to read that from the Message Bible then. It said, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Amen. Don't suppress the spirit. And don't stifle those who have a word from the Master. Amen. And we're just thankful for God's word. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Love you all.
Yeah, love you too.